This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm going to read a little list here. You took them off on your fingers as I go along, all right? Declining business investment, number one. Slowing economic growth overall, GDP, number two. That inverted yield curve we mentioned last week, number three. Global weakness, number four. I think you get my point. The American economy is strong, but if you are clear-eyed about things, there are some trouble spots to keep an eye on. One economic spot that is not trouble, though, the American consumer. Despite all those other things I mentioned, people here are still buying stuff, and they feel generally good about things. But how much of that economic load do you suppose consumers can bear before they break? Marketplace's Ben Bradford gets us going.
Consider Lori McAllister's 17-year-old washing machine.
It sounds like a jet engine is taking off in my laundry room.
McAllister says the washer at her home outside Cincinnati isn't harming her clothes, but she's going to buy a replacement as a public service.
It's still getting them clean. The sound is a lot. I'm afraid my neighbors are going to start worrying about me.
McAllister and her husband like to squeeze every working moment out of their possessions, but they're making big purchases. They replaced their 21-year-old car in September. They're also considering paying off their mortgage early. Diane Swank, chief economist at Grant Thornton, says people like the McAllisters are keeping the economy afloat.
The U.S. consumer has played Atlas and held the rest of the economy up, even as businesses have pulled back.
The question is,
can they continue to bear the burden of that weight as the economy slows?
The answer depends on who you ask. Steve Odland at the Conference Board thinks consumer spending will motivate businesses to start investing again.
You know, with the majority of the economy driven by the consumer, if the consumer spending stays strong, the economy should stay strong.
But people are only spending because they have jobs. Loyola Marymount economist Sung Won Son says the trade war and the possibility of a recession could change that.
I don't think businesses will hire as many people as they have in the past.
Economic optimism isn't what's driving Lori McAllister's spending spree.
With tariffs and with talk of economic turndown, we are just thinking, let's just do it now.
President Trump is with her on that last part. He said again today that the administration is considering a temporary payroll tax cut. More money in consumers' pockets to keep them spending. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.